Amari Cooper not thrilled with the media. Do we have the whole exchange? We do. Everybody, stop what you're doing and listen to Amari.
Can you weigh in on sort of the freeze frame issue that a lot of people have been talking about this week with Deshaun for missing Jordan Akins on that 4th-and-1 and showing a freeze frame of Jordan supposedly?
I haven't seen. I don't even know what you're talking about. Honestly, I don't. I haven't seen what you're talking about, so I don't know. I can't really give any commentary on it.
Yeah, I'm basically just asking in general. People seem to criticize or comment on what happens on a particular play.
Right.
Is it not always what it seems like?
Like I said, I haven't seen that particular thing that you're talking about, but I mean, it's football at the end of the day. You know, some plays you're going to make, some plays you aren't going to make. I assume that's what they're getting at. It's just like anybody else who has a job. Some of y'all don't ask the best questions, but hey, you don't hear me criticizing. So, yeah, I think it's just the nature of the business. I mean, obviously we get scrutinized more than you guys do. So, I mean, I think maybe y'all should start asking questions in front of the camera so they can see y'all's faces. But yeah, I just think that's just how it goes. You know, they see everything we do. We're under a microscope, so we're going to get scrutinized more and for mistakes that everybody makes. So.
But on that play, Amari, Deshaun said that Akins was a decoy on that play. So can he throw the ball to a decoy if he's open?
Again, I really haven't seen the freeze frame that you guys are referring to, so I don't know.
But in general, can a quarterback throw the ball to a D?
It's a better question for a quarterback to answer, to be honest. I don't know. He knows the reads better than I do, so you have to ask Deshaun.
Tone, thoughts?
There's a lot there. And, you know, I want to make sure people understand. Amari is kind of smiling throughout that whole answer, so I think he... Since he's been here in Cleveland, he has been awesome to the media. He has been somebody great to talk to. I don't believe him that he doesn't know the reads. I mean, he's a veteran in this league. I bet you that guy could go through and outline what the offensive linemen are supposed to do on every play. I think he's being a little coy there. I think he's frustrated. I mean, understandably so. It's been a weird year for him all the way around. He didn't get the contract that he wanted. People wondered if that spilled over to the first couple games where he had these uncharacteristic drops. Came back, and he looked like Amari Cooper last game. I mean, he really did. You almost wanted him to be involved in the offense a little bit more. I think it's got to be frustrating to talk about freeze frames. I mean, that's silly. Nobody breaks down football in a freeze frame world in the actual sport. But the actual plays, which I've seen a bunch of breakdowns, it leads a lot of people to wonder what either – what was Watson looking at, or what is he being coached to do? And I think that's why the media asks Akins that question. That's why they asked Deshaun Watson. That's why they asked Ken Dorsey, and we're going to play that a little bit later on. And that's why Amari Cooper is getting asked about it, because it doesn't seem like they have their story straight on that one. We're getting kind of incoherent responses across the board on this. And I think fans just want to know, hey, just level with us. Like, what are you seeing out there, and what are you guys being coached to do? Because you had a guy wide open on a big fourth and one that you didn't convert and you lost a game. It's pretty significant play. Everywhere in the NFL, these players are being asked about significant plays. That was a significant play. It wasn't the only significant play. Obviously, you had a huge monumental drop on a perfect pass from Deshaun, and You got to make those count. I mean, when he throws one perfect and it's there, you got to make him count. But this is standard stuff in the NFL. Amari knows that. I mean, guys are going to be asked. I mean, he kind of took a cheap shot there about, you know, hey, well, let's put the cameras on you guys. I mean, everybody knows who's asking those questions. I mean, everybody listening right now knows exactly who those guys are.
I'm fine with them taking a cheap shot. As a media member, we take cheap shots every now and then. Mm-hmm. There's been times where I'm like, man, I wish it would have gone that far. So I got no problem with it. We all say things, and it's not where I'm saying we all say things we don't mean. He can certainly mean it and go right on ahead. I think he's annoyed. I think he's very annoyed that he has to sit there and answer those questions. And
well, it's already Friday.
He may or may not be responsible for any of that stuff. Is I think what he's by. It's been a tumultuous beginning of the year for him, and he went out and he had a good game. They still lost the game. He's frustrated by it. I think this whole year has been a frustration to him, and he's. He dealt with it as best he could. He didn't get vulgar, red-faced, or really angry, or any of the other stuff. It was done with a smile, and I have a great deal of respect for Amari.
He's one of my favorites since the station's been on.
But it's also, that's another one of the things too. It's like let's be honest, if it were Deshaun, like next week, if he were to do something like that, it's open season. It's open season. Amari Cooper has a ton of credit with Browns fans and with Browns media, and you know we like him. And so he says those things, and we go, yeah, no big deal. If it were a lot of other guys, we'd probably have a problem with it. We'd probably have a sincere problem with it. Again, if it were Deshaun Watson, I think people would have a sincere problem with it. So it all comes from who's saying it. He's a guy who can say it. Miles is a guy who can say it. Nick Chubb is sure as hell a guy who can say it. There's guys who can't. I mean, honestly, if Will said the same sentence, what do you think people would be doing right now? They'd want him out of town on the first thing smoking. So there's guys who can say it and guys who can't. Amari can, and he may be. And honestly, Amari be speaking for the entire locker room this week.
Yeah,
when he was saying that,
they sound frustrated. They do, and it should be. They're 1-2.
Every question has been about whether or not your quarterback can read a defense, and there have been people who know a hell of a lot more about football than us saying he can't. He can't read a defense, and it bothers me to my core. I don't want to hear that. It bothers me to hear it. And just because it's like, well, you guys keep asking the question. Well, that's the time that they march these people out in front of us, which is the natural order of things. But because you can't get a satisfactory answer, because you really can't tell the truth, it seems, for a lot of people, it's an uncomfortable truth to hear. And I think a lot of people just don't want to hear it, so they want us all to move on. That's what I think a lot of people want to do.
Yeah,
including him.
The thing was, it's really unnecessary. I mean, I watch how Patrick Mahomes, and now granted, they're 3-0, I've looked up past Joe Burrow moments, and these controversies, they pop up all over the NFL. But you can also basically take them out in one sentence. You can. All Deshaun Watson had to do at the start of the week was say, "Yeah, I need to get better. I made a mistake. We need to get better. That's on me." Even if it's not true, when a quarterback says that, it ends it. It ends the controversy. And quarterbacks do it all the time.
They do.
Coaches do it all the time. Coaches, you know how many times Stefanski has said,
"That's
on me.
We got to coach better."
When the minute the media is away and they are behind closed doors, they are slamming the table going, "Why couldn't the idiot run that route? Or why couldn't this guy pass?"
Like, I cannot tell you.
They're doing it all the time. It's a coach's room.
It hasn't happened with Kevin because he's very quiet. I'll tell you right now, that's happened with several other guys, including a guy who didn't like me. That after these things are all said and done, let me tell you about what really happened. And it's usually after some of these players are gone, but that's exactly how that stuff goes.
This is so textbook dealing with the media 101, and you would expect veteran guys to be able to understand that. But you create something where there might not be necessarily that much of a controversy behind the scenes. Guys, it's one play. You didn't convert a 4th-and-1. I mean, that's that after you had a chance on 3rd-and-1, Jameis couldn't convert. But you can make this stuff go away with one sentence. And they didn't do it. And instead, we're still talking about it. And it's Friday.